huge news, years in the making, my brand new book that my publishers refuse to publish, Money Matrix. Beat the money system and build generational wealth. Understand the three main ways that the banks productize you and make money from you. You'll be able to turn that system against itself, build generational wealth and multiple streams of recurring income. It's all at moneymatrix.cash. And if you're quick, the first few hundred registrants and buyers will receive many special bonuses from me. The brand new Moneymaker Summit 3-day special event. Meet me at a champagne reception. Meet me at a multi-millionaire networking dinner. Go now, moneymatrix.cash. This is huge.
Content is the rook. Repurposing is the queen. But something else is the key. Marketing is the king. Hi, it's Rob Moore here. So they say, don't they, that content is king. Really? Really? Let me ask you this. Do you have not enough content, or do you have loads of content on your hard drive? Does content make you feel inspired and energized, or overwhelmed as fuck? So I don't think that content is king. Here's why. You can churn out loads of content and not make any money out of it. Or you can have loads of content, but it's all in this bottomless pit hard drive and you're not doing anything with it. And you're doing more content than you're not doing anything with. So there's something else I believe is king way above and beyond content. I'm going to share that with you in a moment. So stay with me because I've also got a gift I'm going to share with you. So if you are not taking a piece of content that you've already done and putting it across multiple channels and repurposing it, then you are unleveraged of time and your new content is essentially a procrastination tool away from what you previously did. So this room, for example, is in Clubhouse and this is also a Facebook Live. So I can see in the followed by the speakers, got Bazelli, Lenin, Anouk, Chandra, I see you there, Rosie, Joe, Alan, Sam, etc. on the live. So I'm making sure that this piece of content is leveraged. Now, if I wanted it to be on a podcast, I'd also be recording it for a podcast. There's a reason I don't want this piece of content to be on one of my podcasts. So stop doing content as procrastination for the existing content that you've got that could be repurposed into TikToks, into Reels, into Stories, into IGTVs, etc. I think it was over 2 years ago now that I interviewed Jordan Peterson. And we've been putting some of the cuts up on TikTok in the last 3 or 4 weeks. And we're getting 250 and 300,000 views for a 15-second TikTok video from an original piece of content that was over 2 years ago. So it's not the content that's the king. It's what you do with the content. But in fact, content isn't king. Something else is king. So repurposing is queen. Content is maybe a bishop or a knight. Or a rook, yeah. Content is the rook. Repurposing is the queen. But something else is the king. Now, look, Gary Vee's been telling everyone since 1922 to smash out a zillion pieces of content a day and do it for 10 years for hustling and grinding 24/7, 365. And you might be a 10-year success if you're lucky, if you're not already burned out. But unfortunately, that is probably a promise of no money sometime in the near or distant future. And only people who can really build funnels and understand a client journey or a vertical integration actually know how to turn followers into buyers. So for the most part, content is really just active procrastination. But it's different now because you've got monetization tools up front, but you have to get them turned on. And so if content is the rook and repurposing is the queen, although the queen in chess is actually the most powerful piece, but you know what I mean, then marketing is the king. The single most important function of any business is marketing. Audience is king. Omnipresence is king. Marketing is king. If sales closes leads into money, then marketing generates leads in the first place. No leads, no sales, no sales, no money, no money, no business. So content is not king unless it generates leads, unless it is part of your marketing strategy and it turns reach into engagement, into followers, into fans, into super fans, into buyers, into lifetime customers. So you got reach into engagement, into followers, into fans, into super fans, into lifetime buyers, clients and lifetime buyers in that order. You know, a lot of people measure their reach metrics. Reach means nothing. What means something is, are you converting interest into income? Are you converting just people who are, you know, watching you from afar to buying everything that you've got? So my question to you is this: are you doing enough marketing? Are you putting yourself out there enough? Are you repurposing all your content? Are you putting calls to action? Are you doing story bridge offers, content bridge offers, and problem bridge solutions, three styles of content, which give good content, but then elegantly move someone into a call to action? And it's because I don't think that most people are doing anywhere near enough marketing, or their content is a distraction and an active procrastination, or they've got masses of content, but they're overwhelmed by it, or they are putting content out there regularly, but they're not converting it into revenue. Content is only king if you are turning your content into registrations, leads. So some ways to turn your content into cash is content bridge offer, which is share a piece of content and then bridge into a registration for a webinar or coming to one of your live events. Problem bridge solution, which is your content creates a problem that your ideal client has, and then the bridge is into the solution, and the solution is your webinar or your live event or your product or your service. So make sure when you are putting your content out there, you're bridging into offers and registrations and solutions and next actions. Story bridge offer, tell a story and then bridge and link that story into the registration. And remember, if you don't risk anything, you risk everything. I'll catch you later. Hi, it's Rob again. And remember this, if you don't risk anything, you risk everything. Have you yet joined the rob.team platform? You can join on Facebook or on my native rob.team membership area. For just £5 or $5 a month, cancel anytime. You get 10 pieces of premium content from me a month. Supporter and team only events, meetups and social dinners. Supporter only Ask Me Anything lives with me every 2 weeks. About 5 or 6 7-day challenges a year, make cash challenges. Social media challenges, competitions and prizes. You get discounts and premium ticket upgrades to special events we run. Many of those are supporter only. You get content updates from my three Facebook account managers on Instagram and Facebook, changes and hacks. You get recordings of all webinars and live stream content I do, which I don't offer out to the public. You get an extra 10% off any and all of my trainings, even the best discounts. You also, if you're one of the first 60 people to go to www.rob.team, get a 15-minute one-to-one call with me. And once you've done your first month subscription, I'll be doing those in order. And if you're one of the first 256 people, you get into a supporters team-only WhatsApp group. You get my mobile number and we share strategies and tactics. You also get bonuses updated every 2 weeks, things like how to write a best-selling book course already in there. All my marketing KPIs that you can use to measure and master your business, how to dramatically increase your fees, pre-book PDF documents, my 6-stage 7-figure launch course, which was a previously paid for course for about 500 people online. So you get all that updated regularly. Go right now to www.rob.team. See you there, and you can join either on Facebook if that's your social media platform of choice, or on the specially uniquely built platform that I have created just for you. I think you're going to love it. www.rob.team.